You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
FM and 1160 AM.
Too hot for ice skating, but the team is inside the Delta Center. There's a lot of action to come. Stay with us at KSL. 5:30, Jeff Kaplan here. It's 77 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. A neighborhood in Holiday was stirred awake early this morning by the sound of an explosion. Here's what they heard. That was the detonation. It was dynamite found in an old home and detonated in the middle of the night. Basically, this dynamite was an old family heirloom. Let's begin our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
The explosives had been stored in the basement and shed for decades, making them even more dangerous. Chief Riley Pilgrim with the Unified Fire Authority told Dave and Dujanovic, dynamite becomes less stable as time goes on.
Some dynamite or explosives are actually so sensitive that if they get light, a certain amount of light on them, a certain amount of heat, if they get tipped over, knocked over, dropped, they will detonate without any warning.
Pilgrim says it wasn't safe to send a team to move it, and they even tried to use a robot, but it couldn't get the explosives out safely. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Some nearby residents evacuated as authorities got ready to blow up the dynamite. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues our team coverage.
Steve Hansen lives just a bit down the road from where the dynamite was detonated. He says around 4 a.m. he heard a loud boom, then felt the ground shake as the sky lit up. Despite how dangerous this could have been, Hansen and another neighbor I spoke to said they are not worried going forward.
I mean, there is some old homes around here, so you don't know what's in some of these homes.
Hansen says he hasn't seen anything like this in more than 20 years living in the neighborhood. At the Chad Daybell trial today, the county coroner told the jury about the death of Chad's wife, Tammy. Chad says she was throwing up, and he woke up and she rolled off the bed and fell on the floor dead. The coroner pointed out, people who are dead don't roll off beds because they're dead. KSL News Time. 5:32 after several suspicious fires in Salt Lake City yesterday. Authorities are now looking for a serial arsonist.
In the early hours of Tuesday morning, crews were called to four small fires in the area of 1st South and 5th East and down to 7th East.
Fire investigators do believe that they are all tied together.
Salt Lake City Fire Captain Brant Handcuff says they found a car, fence, and two dumpsters in flames. The close time and proximity leads them to believe that this is a repeat arsonist. They're asking that anyone with security cameras in that area to turn them into the fire department so they can look for suspicious activity. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is speaking out about the growing campus protests. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Staff Mike Johnson is accusing the president of Columbia University of giving in to pro-Palestinian protesters on the campus.
I am here today joining my colleagues and calling on President Shafiq to resign if she cannot immediately bring order to this chaos.
Johnson says the protesters have threatened Jewish students and spoken in support of Hamas. Meantime, students at the University of Austin staged a walkout today. They joined the growing number of students calling for their colleges to cut financial ties with Israel. Negotiations to enact a ceasefire in Gaza and to release the remaining hostages have all but stalled. This is Hamas has released a video appearing to show American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polan. U.S. officials are still investigating the validity of that video, but National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says it underscores the importance of bringing the hostages home.
We have insisted on proof of life. We have insisted on the release of all of these hostages from the beginning. And so I can't speak to what has caused them to choose to release the video at this time.
And in breaking news at this hour, 11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring that Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in Arizona in the 2020 presidential election were charged this hour with conspiracy, fraud, and forgery, marking the fourth state to bring charges against faked electors. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
I want to briefly go to KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera. He's at the Delta Center milling around with the fans moments ahead of the big celebration that's about to begin inside. Eric?
Jeff, the sports fans in Utah have not stopped coming to welcome our first NHL team to the city. I'm seeing kids getting their faces painted. Vanderbrugs lined the sidewalks outside the Delta Center. There's a band playing on stage right behind the Jazz logo. The lines have not let up, and they just announced they've hit capacity inside. Something I noticed is that fans aren't afraid to rep their favorite NHL team gear, like Carey Carden.
The Utah Powder Hounds, because a hound is loyal and fierce. What more could you want in a mascot?
Powder Hounds. I like the way it rolls off the tongue.
I can picture a hound on ice skates with a hockey stick coming down a ski slope. Awesome logo.
Whether they become fans or not, it's not stopping them from getting in on day one of NHL in Utah. Reporting from the plaza at the Delta Center, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
And the celebration is just beginning. Matt McConnell is speaking. There are 14,000 fans inside the Delta Center. Let's go down to the ice live on KSL News Radio.
We've got a great program tonight, and thanks for coming out. And this is absolutely unbelievable. The vibe, everybody making tons of noise. This is terrific, and we've got a great program. So we want to lead it off with the governor of the great state of Utah, Governor Spencer Cox.
Gentlemen, congratulations, Utah. They told us that Utah was too small to have an NHL team. They told us that we didn't know hockey in Utah, and today we're proving them all wrong. We want to welcome the players, coaches. Congratulations. We're so excited to have you here. This is a big deal. We've been waiting a long time for this day. It's a historic day for the state of Utah, and it doesn't happen without Ryan and Ashley Smith. Ladies